Good evening and welcome to Public Media and One's English Language News Broadcast Hungary Reports from Budapest. I'm Orsolya Flum. Early evening, there was an earthquake in the city of Miskolc, northern Hungary. Many people indicated that they indeed felt the earth moving. The earthquake took place at 5:39 p.m. and its strength was 3.2. In Hungary, it counts a medium strength. According to experts, there may still be aftershocks in the region. Today is Palm Sunday. That is the beginning of Passion Week, the last week of the 40-day long Lent before the Christian Easter. During the Holy Mass in the Cathedral of Esztergom, Péter Erdő, Cardinal and Primate of the Roman Catholic Church in Hungary, as well as the Archbishop of Esztergom, Budapest, said, "The example of Jesus teaches us to help others to bear the strain as Christ was carrying the cross for our sin."
During the prayer meeting in the Stations of the Cross, we also think that the cross of Jesus, which was burdened by our sins, Jesus is knocked down by the strain again and again, because we trespass constantly. Though many of us confess before Easter, regret our sins sincerely and promise not to trespass anymore, soon after the feast we get back to our wicked habits over and over again. Nonetheless, our sins make the cross of Jesus heavier and his mystic body weaker at the same time, as well as the Church. Reconciliate with God and the Church in the sanctity of penitence.
At the region of Gyergyó, situated in the northeastern corner of Székelyföld in Transylvania, Romania, there are several folk customs related to Easter, such as the catkin consecration, or as it is called there, the cinquefoil consecration, which is no longer in practice elsewhere. Though the catkin consecration on Palm Sunday is in custom of church origin, the blessed willow twig was also used against curse, keeping of thunder and lightning, and for healing.
On Palm Sunday in Gyergyó, one of the most important religious events of the liturgy is catkin consecration. Before the big mass, people line up on two sides, waiting for the priest to sanctify their willow twig, which they can be saving their houses throughout the year. Here in Gyergyó San Miklós, this tradition goes back to decades. We like to celebrate, this is how we express it. We celebrate Jesus, and this is how we welcomed him, says the local priest. Among the Roman Catholic worshippers, sanctifying the willow twig means expressing respect for salvation. Despite the unpleasant weather, people of Gyergyó were standing in long lines to have their willow catkin, that is to say, cinquefoil, consecrated this year as well. The cult of this folk tradition is more than a church custom. The faith in the magic power of the consecrated catkin is a lot greater than that of the consecrated candle and water. It is used for healing various human and animal diseases, saving buildings and against thunder and lightning, said an ethnographer. Similar to the secular folk customs, the consecration of willow catkin can be also observed among the people of the steppe.
In Slovakia, in Borsi, there has been a commemoration of Ferenc Rákóczi II's 339th birth anniversary. Hundreds of people from all over the Carpathian Basin arrived to the prince's house to pay their tribute. On the commemoration, Adam Sestai, Hungary's consul general of Košice, emphasized that an era ends now, but a new one opens in the history of Borsi Castle. As Earth Hour swept across 24 time zones and 6 continents, more than 60 Hungarian and thousands of other settlements took part in the celebration worldwide yesterday, when the lights of the world's famous buildings were turned off to use the power of the hour and call the people's attention to the importance of saving energy.
This is how people were waiting in the Well, a shopping center in Budapest, for the lights of the capital going out on Saturday evening. Among others, the lights of the Széchenyi train bridge, the Buda Castle, as well as the Parliament building were turned off, joining the initiative of the Day of Conservationists like this. Worldwide Fund Hungary intended to open people's eyes to the importance of saving energy and the fight against climate change with voluntary concerts. Each year, we try to mobilize everybody so deliberately to make people understand that the Earth Hour celebration means a lot more than turning off the lights for an hour, but it is about environment consciousness that we have to take into consideration, said the director of Worldwide Fund Hungary. This year, Vác turned out to be the capital of the Earth Hour among the candidates who have created the most green areas. In Nagykanizsa, students were singing a song which was composed for this occasion, joining the movement with their mobile phones turned off like this. Turning off the lights is in connection with the night. We rewrote the lyrics to contain lines which strengthen the attitude to energy saving, environment consciousness and ecological approach in the children, said one of the composers of the song. Several towns and villages in Central Europe also joined the Earth Hour movement, more than 30 towns in Romania only. In Szatmár Németi, various open-air programs were organized for grown-ups and children as well. In Újvidék, the lights of the castle and the city center went out too.
Online booking of accommodation is spreading so fast in Hungary, according to the survey of the companies working in this field. The data on one of the travel websites show that every second foreign invested in the domestic travels is spent on the internet by the Hungarian families. Since booking online is convenient and simple, it can contribute to the further growth of the tourism in Hungary.
Mr. and Mrs. Sári are from Obda, a village near Győr. They have booked their long weekend package in Miskolc-Tapolca online. It's comfortable, you can do it from home. And then you can pay for it on spot by cash, credit card or holiday vouchers, Mrs. Sári said. The hotel manager added that their story is quite common. Almost all guests book their accommodation online, but they rather avoid online payment or bank transfers. According to the data gathered by an online travel magazine, every second traveler in Hungary books his accommodation on the internet. So half of the 200 million euros domestic holiday accommodation market is covered by the online brokers. The other half would also use these websites because it's fast and easy to book online. If you have to send an email or make a phone call, it makes the process much slower, and you do not have enough time. So you find another way to book, said the travel expert. Ákos Niklai, the chairman of the Hungarian Hoteliers Association, emphasized that the rapid growth of the online travel market was an essential factor in the record-breaking numbers of the Hungarian tourism industry last year, when more than 9.5 million guests were welcome in Hungarian hotels and guest houses. But the improvement of IT infrastructure needed if we want to maintain this pace of growth. This Easter season also seems to be successful for the Hungarian hotel industry. Most of the places are fully booked a week ahead. 70% of the guests are from Hungary.
And sports now. The Euro 2016 qualifier between Hungary and Greece ended with a goalless draw. The Hungarian national football team hosted Greece in the fifth round of the qualifications, and the visitors dominated most of the game, but Hungary had the bigger opportunities. At first Zsuzsák, then Gera missed the chance in the first half. The start of second half was hard for the hosts, but they survived the Greek attacks and Hunts had some great chances late in the game. But no goals were scored, so Hungary has 8 points after 5 matches and is the third in Group F. Greece only has 2 points and remains in the last position of the group. That's all for today from Hungary Reports. We'll be back tomorrow night at the same time. Thanks for watching M1's English Language News broadcast. Take care. Good night.